Okay, welcome to Parshas Dvarim. Eile ha-dvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael ve-vayardin. Bamidbar, Barava, Moilsuf, Bein Paron, Ovein Teufel, Velovon, Vechatzerois, Vedizahov. What's this pasuk about? Rashi explains to us that really Moshe is rebuking Am Yisrael. He's telling them off, recording their bad deeds, but in a remez. He's hinting, not explicitly speaking it out, but hinting to the bad deeds they had done at these various places. So let's examine some of them. We meet Bein Paron. What happened in Paron? Rashi tells us, Amasha Osu Bamidba Paron Alidea Meraglim. The Meraglim, we met them in Parashat Shlach, they spoke Loshon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's an important sin to remember. Then we carry on in the same passage we meet the Chatzeirois. What is Chatzeirois? Says Rashi. Omalehem. Hoyolchem ilmoid mimasha sisi le Miriam bechatzeirois. Bishviloshen hara. You should have learnt what Miriam did. What happened to Miriam? She spoke Loshon Hara in Chatzeirois, and she right, and look what happened to her. Batem nidbartem b'mokayim. But you still spoke your Loshon Hara. So again, Meraglim. Ask the Maharal, why is the Meraglim being mentioned twice? We've already mentioned the Meraglim, what they did, Loshon Hara, what they spoke. Why is it being mentioned again, the Chatzeirois? We've already said Paran, they spoke Loshon Hara. Now again we mentioned Miriam, you didn't know from Miriam, again you spoke Loshon Hara. It's the same point, they both did the same sin again. It's been mentioned twice. Why is that? Says the Maharal in the Gur Arya, this is a very important insight. It's two separate sins. One is the actual Loshon Hara they spoke, that's the Meraglim. The second point is, the fact that you could have learned from Miriam, you saw what happened to her Loshon Hara, and you didn't, you denied the fact, you defeated the purpose, you didn't want to learn from Miriam, that's a sin of itself. What was the manifestation of that sin? That you spoke Loshon Hara. But the second point is, you didn't learn from Miriam, it's an independent chet. So besides the actual Loshon Hara, there's a secondary chet that you didn't learn from Miriam. It says in the Rambam, Hilchos Tainis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam is talking about when Hashem brings a tzara, the purpose is to wake us up, to be aware that our sins cause the tzara, and the point is we should do tshuva. That's the purpose of a tzara. Says the Rambam Halacha Gimel, Aval, Im lo yizaku v'lo yariu. This is random. This is nature. It happens. It has to happen to us. But Sarazu Nikra Nikres. It's by chance. Statistically speaking, it has to happen to someone. It's to happen to us. If that's your approach, if that's your response, Harezu Derech Achzoris. Vegeremes Lem Nidabek B'Maisim Aroyim. This is a cruel way, because it's going to cause you to cleave in your bad ways. Therefore, says the Rambam, "V'toisef atzara tzara sacheres." This misfortune that you had will bring more misfortunes. Tzara sacheres. Kuma shakas b'atoyro, v'alachtem imi bekeri, v'alachti imchem b'chamat keri. Torah says, if you go with me with Kerry, you say it's all chance, I will go with you with Bechamas Kerry. Kleimar, says the Rambam. Kishavia lechem tzara, kishetashuvu, when I bring you a tzara that you should repent, im toimushu keri, if you will say, you will deny it, and you will say it's a keri, oisiv lechem chamas oisiv keri, I will add to you the anger of that keri. Okay, it says in the Rambam, when a person denies, doesn't want to observe and to get the message, Hashem will increase, will get angry. Why is that? Is it as the following? Let's say there's a person sleeping in a room and a fire breaks out. So we have to wake the person up. Yes, it's going to be dangerous. The fire is approaching. So we bang, we knock on the door. Wake up. If he doesn't wake up, what do? We knock harder. If he still doesn't wake up, we start banging the door. If he still doesn't wake up, we're going to start kicking the door down, right? Because if he's not waking up, we have to increase our intensity to wake him up. So is it when a person has done a sin, Hashem is trying to wake him up, so he brings an awakening call, a tzara. If you don't get it, we'll bring another tzara to increase the intensity so you get to wake up. Is that what it is? So if you don't get the message, we have to be more tzaras to wake you up to repent on the original chet. Look, if you look carefully in the Rambam, it's not the case. Because says the Rambam, Vala in toimushu keri, oisiflem chamas oise keri. The anger of Hashem is not only from the original sin, it's from your denial. That your denial, when you say keri, it's just mikra, it's chance, that makes Hashem angry. That's not because the original fire is burning and we have to wake you up. That's true as well. But when you deny it, and you don't want to get the message, that's a sin of itself. Chamas oisei keri. The anger from that denial creates anger. And that's exactly what's happening over here. We have the sin of the Meraglim. That's one sin. But then there's a secondary sin. The fact you saw what happened to Miriam and you denied, you lived in denial, you didn't want to get the message. That's a sin of itself. That's why it's mentioned again in the same pasuk. The Brisker Rav in Parshas Boy . So he says that's Pshat in the pasuk over there. In the beginning of Parashas Boy, Moshe goes to warn Paroi about Makas Arbe, and he says, "Ad Mosai mi antolei onoit befonai, shalach ami v'yavduni." Till when are you refusing to answer me? Send my people, and they'll work for me. Ask the Brisker Rav, what's the repetition? Just say, go to Moshe Rabbeinu, should go straight to the point. Send my people, otherwise you'll get hurt. Makas Arbe. What's the extra? Ad Mosai mi anto le anoint mi ponai. Says the Brisker Rav, that's the Rambam. Because there's two sins happening. One sin of power is he doesn't let the people go. The other sin that power doesn't want to get the message. Ad Mosai mi anto le anoint mi ponai. That's a sin of itself. That itself deserves a makor. As well, let my people go, otherwise you get a makor. Again, it's the two points. So this is a very important message that's very applicable. It's, one is the sin itself, to do tshuva on the sin itself. One is to live in denial is a sin of itself. And this is a point that's also relevant in our haftorah. This week is Parashas after Shabbos Chazoin, and we see the Nabi has what to say. Yoda Shor Koneu V'Chamor Eivus Ba'alov. The Shor knows its master. The Chamor recognizes the trough that gets its food. Yisrael Lo Yoda Ami Lo Yisboinon. The Gemara says in Makkos, why is it when we give lashes We use straps of a chamor, donkey straps? Says the Gemara in Makkos Chaf Gimel, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovei Misha Makir Avuz Ba'olov, that the animal who recognizes his master's trough, and let him lash, punish the person who doesn't want to recognize his master's trough, doesn't want to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the point is, we have an obligation to observe, to think, to get the message. Hashem is giving us messages, we have to take them in. But to live in denial, is not only do we suffer from our original sin that's not being cured, but it's a new sin that's arising. The very fact that you didn't want to get the message, want to live in denial, is a sin of itself. And we'll conclude with the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says, in the beginning of Shari Tshuva, in Shar Aleph, or his base, brings the Shari Tshuva, the marshal to the king, who captured a gang of bandits. And they're imprisoned. And they managed to dug a tunnel under the wall, and they all escaped, except for one. One guy stayed there. The next morning, the chief, the minister of the prison, came and he saw the guy there, and he hit him with a stick. He said, "You had a chance to escape. Why did you stay? Why didn't you run away? Why? You don't care. You don't care about the king. Had you appreciated what the king is doing, had you realized that you're going to be punished, you would have run away. The fact you didn't run away, that you don't care." The same idea. If we are not, we're trying to live in denial, we are showing we don't care about the sin. Because had we cared, we would have taken the message. Okay, let's stay on this pasuk. And we're learning about the Teichacha. Now, when is Moshe Rabbeinu saying this over to us? Moshe Rabbeinu says in Pasuk Gimel, "V'hi ba'arvoyim shana ba'ashtei asar chodesh ba'echad la'chodesh." Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in the 40th year, on the 11th month, on the first of the month. What month is that? What's the 11th month?
No. Nisan is the first.
Adar. So okay, when did Moshe Rabbeinu pass away? Zainod, this is 7 days before he dies. Now he chooses to give, to rebuke everyone. What? Shvat? It's the 7th of the 11th month.
12.
11. Ah, okay. Shvat, say that. Okay. So a month and 7 days before he dies. Okay? Why is he waiting? Why is he waiting to the last moment, really, to rebuke them? Brings Rashi. Where did he learn this from? From Yaakov, because Yaakov also only rebuked his children in Parshas Vayechi before he died. Rashi brings a mind-boggling idea, which is frightening. Why did Yaakov wait to give rebuke so late in his life? Why did he wait till then? Rashi brings down. Unbelievable. This is Rashi in Pasuk Gimel. Omar Reuben bni, ani omer lecha, mipnei ma lo yichachticha kol hashanim alalu. Why didn't I rebuke you all these years for what you did? It's an old story. That Yaakov switched the beds. I was afraid that you would leave me and join with Esav, my brother. Can you imagine? Yaakov had a real concern that Reuven would just leave him, and Reuven, his bechor, his firstborn, will leave him and go and join teams with Esav HaRasha. It's so frightening. That means, if you give tochacha in the wrong way, there's a risk that you might lose everything. Therefore, Yaakov held back. He held back before he dies. And then he gives it to him. But it's frightening. We see how tochacha must be given in the right way, the right time. Because we're risking, if you don't do it right, that you lose everything. That Reuven, Yaakov the first one would leave Yaakov, leave the life and go and join with death. joined with Esav HaRasha. Unbelievable. We see why is it when you rebuke close to death, why is it different? Rashi brings down, there shouldn't be a situation that they continually rebuking him. There shouldn't be a situation that he's embarrassed when he sees you every time. So before death, now we can speak. I'm going to disappear. You're not going to see me again. So I'm not going to rebuke you again and again. You're not going to be embarrassed and see me because I'm not going to be around. Now's the time. But we see the sensitivity. What you give to Yechacha, how careful we must be. Because if it doesn't, it's not done right, Reuven would have left. Kal v'chomer to our children, our family. It must be done right. And if it's not the right time, you hold back. Like Yaakov held back. Back to our first pasuk. So in the list of things they had done, we meet the Dizov. What is the Dizov? Rashi brings down, it's referring to the eagle. The eagle was done because they had so much gold, it caused them to do the eagle. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Beis Amud Aleph brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu hitiach dvorim klapei malo. He was like rebuking Hashem, as if. And Rabbi Moshe was saying, what do you want? It's your fault. Because you gave them so much gold and silver, that's what happened. They made the eagle. The Gemara brings down a person who has a son, and he dresses him nicely, and he gives him a purse of gold coins, and puts him by a Beis Zonos, puts him by a house of harlots. What do you think is going to happen to the son? Who's responsible? The father's responsible for putting him in that situation. So therefore, Moshe is like saying to Hashem, your fault, you gave him so much gold, what do you expect? And Hashem accepted that. Because it says in the Pasuk, Kesev irbisi v'zor v'su labal. I gave him so much money, they made the zor. That's the Gemara in Lamed Beis, Brachas Lamed Beis. But the point that Rabbi Rucham picks up on, so it comes out that when did the mistake happen? It wasn't Shasta Eagle. It was when they were given the gold. At Kriyas Yamsov, that's when the mistake happened. Jaden, so much gold, what do you expect? So let's say the example that we bought from the sun. The real battle was when the father gave him the money, but when he's there already by the Beis Zonos, what do you expect? So we see from here that Chatoim, they have a source, they manifest, they come out when they happen. The Chet happens, but the Chet has a source at the beginning, and that's where the battle has to be, to uproot the beginning, the Shoresh, the root of the Chet. It's relevant to Tisha B'Av as well. The Gemara says in Tainis Chofes, when did they ignite the Beis HaMikdash? When was it lit? Chi Sobach L'Chashecha Hitzitu Boyes Ha'ur. At the end of Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is the 9th of Av, only at the end of Tisha B'Av did they ignite the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash was burning the whole day long, the whole of the 10th. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Il Mole Yisi Boisa Ador, had I been present at that door of the Tanoim, of the Chachomim, Lo Yikavati Ela Basiri, I wouldn't have made the Tisha B'Av, I would have made an Asiri B'Av, because that's when the Beis HaMikdash were actually burnt. Mipnei Shabru Boisha Leichol Boi Nisraf. Most of the Heichel got burnt on the 10th of Av. I wouldn't have made a Tisha B'Av, I would have made an Asiri B'Av. The Rabbanon. So what the Rabbanon holds? Why indeed did they make the Tisha B'Av, says the Gemara? Atchalta de Paranusa Adifa. The beginning. When was ignited on Tisha B'Av? Therefore we're going to commemorate Tisha B'Av. Chanukah is the beginning. The beginning is the shorish for everything. Everything else is just the follow up from the beginning. The Mashgiach of Likud would say, Marcin Bachvogel would say, the first thief of the Shulchan Aruch is the whole Shulchan Aruch. What's the first thief of the Shulchan Aruch? What? Yisgaber Kari, right? Yisgaber Kari. Whoever that Shibisa Hashem Negdi Tzomit, Yisgaber Kari La'amoid Baboiker. Whoever gets up like a lion from his bed, he'll succeed doing the whole Shulchan Aruch, because he'll be Yisgaber. But a person who doesn't, then there's many battles, many challenges that we don't know if he's going to succeed in fulfilling all the rest of the Shulchan Aruch. Whoever has the beginning, he'll be successful everywhere else. The Navi Yirmiyo, the Perates, says, Mia Isha Chochem V'Yovin Azois. Who is the wise man can tell us? Al Ma Avda Aretz. Why was the land destroyed? What did they do wrong? They asked the Chachomim, they asked the Navim. No one could get the answer. What did they actually do wrong? The Gemara in Dorim, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph tells us, Shoy Birchu Ba'atoyra Tchila. Their sin was, they didn't make Birchas Ha'atoyra. What does that mean? It wasn't so important for them. They treated Torah like other chokhmas, Azeh of the Oretz. That's why the destruction happens. The question is, that's the Gemara in Dorim Pei Aleph. But the Gemara in Yuma, the very famous Gemara, says differently. The Gemara in Yuma, Tesa Amud Beis says, Migdash Rishon Mipnei Machorev. Why was the first temple destroyed? Says the Gemara, Mipnei Gimel Dvarim Shayu Boi, Gimel Arayas, Shvichus Domim, and Avodah Zarah. The big three. That's why it was destroyed. Migdash Sheni. Why was that destroyed? Because there's sin, aschinom. It's a contradiction. Yes? Was Nadorim Pei Aleph. This is a contradiction. In Nadorim it says, what was the sin? Am I of Doret? Didn't they Birkas HaTorah? Nunu. They didn't say with Simcha. They didn't appreciate it enough. Okay. Of Doret. But when the famous Gwan Yuma tells us, because why was the temple destroyed? Because of the Gimel Averis. Gimel Avodah Zarah, Gimel Arayis, Shvichus Domim. How do these things work together? It's a mamash stira. It's a contradiction. Says Rav Itzel Blaza in the Koich Ve'or, Simen Ches. There's no contradiction. For sure. Why was the Midrash destroyed? Because of the Gimel Averis. Because they did this very, very grave sins. That's why it was destroyed. But the Moses wanted to know, how did it happen? Alma of the Ark, how did this happen? They got to do these big sins. What was the source of this? Because Torah is magna. When you learn Torah, you get protected. So why weren't they protected from getting to these big averas? And so the Gemara, because like Birchu Batara Tchila, they didn't appreciate Torah well enough. Therefore, they didn't get the special protection of Torah gives. But it's the same idea. We have the actual sin, and we have the source, the shoresh, the root of the sin. The manifestation is those big Gimel Averos. It started off Shoy Birchu Batara Tchila. That's the beginning. And the same idea over here. Dissolve. We had Chet HaEgel. It stemmed from the fact they had so much, they were given so much gold by Kriyas Yam Suf. Therefore, it's a message for us that we have to be prepared not only when the Avera comes, but to prevent the Avera from coming. There's some little things that might manifest themselves to turn into Averas. That's where you have to fight. We once gave an example that today, in modern technology, we have these viruses that people send, and they burn your computer down, right? So Once the virus is there and it's active, there's not much you could do. But your battle is to screen them before they enter. It could be a year before. That's when you have to be careful. Once they're in, there's not really much you could do. But don't let them come in. When are they coming? You can never know. They could be sitting in your computer for years till they're activated. So you have to fight at the beginning. So in our life as well, let's be careful. We must bring it and see, could this action lead us to a bad place? Pasuk Gimel. Vayi ba'avayim shana. Diber Moshe el bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem oseh aleihem. The pasuk Gimel, the third pasuk of the Chumash, Moshe speaks to bnei Yisrael everything Hashem has commanded him to them. Pasuk Hey, repetition. Deva yardin beretz Moav hoyil Moshe be'er esa Torah zeis lemor. Moshe starts to explain the Torah. Again, repetition. He just told me Moshe was speaking to them. What's the repetition for? Pasuk Gimel says, Diber Moshe. Pasuk here says, Beer Moshe. What's the repetition? Zog the Brisker up. Brisk is always two dinim. Zog the Brisker up, the two dinim, two aspects of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. When a Navi gets prophecy, he must give it over what he got. A Navi is not allowed to hold back on his Navua when he's given information by Hashem to tell, he's got to say it over. But Moshe Rabbeinu, besides being a Navi, there was a second aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu that was a Rebbe. He was a teacher. He would teach Torah. So there's two prinos to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's the Navi Moshe and there's the Rebbe Moshe. Now, it says in the first Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, "Ve'idu haMishpatim asher tosim b'fneim." Brings Rashi over there. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, "Lo yitala al daitcha." Don't entertain the idea. Loimar eshne lehem aperek v'alocha beisu gimel pamim. I will teach them the halacha two or three times. Actually, it is dura b'fiem k'mishnasa. Till they'll be able to say it over. I'll teach them two or three times till they can say it over. Don't entertain the idea that's enough. And don't think that you don't have to tell them all the reasons behind them, the timing. Rather, asher tosim b'fneim k'shulchan aruch, like a prepared table where everything is there. The knife, the fork, the cups, the food, the first course, the second course, everything is present. Got to give them everything. Now what? There was a havamina. I just teach it to them two or three times without the reasons, without the explanations. And the maskana is, you got to give them everything with all the explanations. They should be like a shulchan aruch. What's the havamina? What's the maskana? What was I thinking? And what changed? Says the Brisker, it's these two things. Moshe had a prina of a Navi, and Moshe had a prina of a teacher. So, as far as his obligation as a Navi is concerned, you have to give the material over. So, two or three times I'll tell them, Asur Mutter, Asur Mutter, Asur Mutter. I'll teach them two or three times, I've done my duty as a Navi. I've given over the instructions of Hashem. But to teach them all the reasons behind it, That the Navi is not mechuyav. That's therefore, kamashmanon, you're a Rebbe as well. Moshe Rabbeinu was not only a Navi; he was teaching. He was a Rebbe in Torah. He was a Melamed. As far as the teacher is concerned, you got to give over everything all the time, so your pupils can absorb, can be connected, can enjoy the information, like a shulchan aruch where everything's prepared. That's Rashi is teaching us over there. Eidam Mishpatim Shatasim Ifneim. Says the Brisker Rav, that's Shatan HaPosuk. Posuk Gimet saying, Dibir Moshe of Bnei Yisrael. Kecholah Shetziva Hashem Yisraelim. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke what Hashem told him. What's that? That's his nevuah. I'm giving over the information. In Pasuk Kehet says, Hoyel Moshe Be'eret HaTorah Lemor. He was explaining. Because here it's Moshe Rabbeinu Pchinas Rebbe. He was teaching them Torah. Be'eret HaTorah Zeis Lemor. This with all the explanation, all the timing. That's the second Pchina of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a Piskara. What's the message to us? I think we also have these two Pchinas. You have a family. Right? You it's Sukkos. Right? You have to provide your family a Sukkah, Arba Minim. Well, there's two ways to go about this. You could just do your duty, give over the information. Here's a Sukkah, sit down. Here's Arba Minim, shake them. That's not enough. We have Be'er, explain it. Give it to them like a Shulchan Aruch with all the timing. Let them appreciate what's about. Let them be connected. That's the Pchina of a Melamed Torah. And then they can be connected to the mitzvah. Don't just do, just give it over what we have to do. Give it all, do your homework, and give it all the explanations so they can appreciate what it's about. We're not eating crackers, kosher le Pesach and Pesach night. It's a cracker, it's a matzah. They should understand what it symbolizes. So we also have these two things. We have to give over, we have to do the mitzvah, we have to do it. But also beer, make sure it's beer, maybe make sure it's sweet. They can understand what they're doing. They're not an automatic machine. But what's about beer, moisha tatera zois. Kamshulchan oroch, all the time, let them understand what it's about. And then, we'll be successful. Also for ourselves. Keeping Shabbos, just do the Shabbos. No. Make sure for ourselves, we also be beer. Realize what Shabbos, think what Shabbos is about, what symbolizes. Except for our mitzvah shouldn't, not just doing the works, living the Shabbos. Okay, later on in the parasha we meet the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu elaborates about the Meraglim. And in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chof Gimel, it says, "Vayitav beinai adavar, ve'kach mekem shnei masor anoshim." I take 12 people to be the Meraglim. The Ramban points out, it doesn't say that they were Nasiim, doesn't give them any titles. We're not told they're Nasiim, we're not told they're Roshei Bnei Yisrael, like we were told in Parashat Shlach. 12 people. Says the Ramban, the reason is, because this is after it happened. We know, since they're Roshoim, if we don't tell the praise of the Rishoyim. If in Parashat Shlach it hadn't yet happened, therefore we give them the praise. They're Nasiim, they're Rosh Hamatos. But now in Parashat Dvarim, looking back, these are a bunch of Rishoyim, therefore we don't give them any titles. That's what Ramban says over here. Rav Zalman Sirotskin in Oznaim HaTorah has a beautiful point. How fitting is the word Anoshim for them? Because they were at the time when they were sent, they were kosher. They just changed in the course of their when they were spying. They changed their minds and they did bad. So it's so fitting, the word Anoshim, because an ish is a person who can change instantly from good to bad or from bad to good. The Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Tesam on Beit says, "Hamakadesh Isha, Al Manasha Nitzadik." I'm giving you, here's my ring. I'm Makadesh you for a wife on the condition that I'm a tzaddik. Afil Rosh Gomor. Even this guy's a Rosh Gomor, he's a history, a track history of doing all the various in the world. He's Mukudeshes. How come? He's a Rosh. Shema Hira Tshuva Badaitai. Still now you're Russia, but maybe right now it changed. So you're an ish. An ish can change from bad to good instantly. So maybe this guy was here at Tshuva Badaita, she's Mekudeshes. Says the Gemara, saying Gemara, Kiddush Mentes, Amanasha Nirosha, I'm giving her the ring. Amanasha Nirosha, Afilu Tzadik Gomor, he's the Chofetz Chaim. Mekudeshes, Shemahirat Vavoidas Kechovim Badaita. Maybe right now you're thinking of a Zohar, could be a Rasha. Because that's when Ish is. Everything can change. The Shach, in Yoredeya, Simon Aleph, Halacha Ches, talks about a person who did Shechita the Sheichet, he shefted the animals, and he was Menaker, he took out the Chelev, the Chalovim, and the very same day, he went to the church and baptized. He turned into a mumar the very same day. Now the question is, can we eat from his meat? Because a mumar is possible for doing shechita. Can we rely on the fact he did it properly? Can we rely on the fact he took all the chalavim out? Come on, the same day he went, he's baptized, that's it, he's finished. He turned Christian. Can we eat from the meat of the same day? Says the Shach, yes. Yeah. True, that now he's a Rasha in the morning, has a chazak, he's kosher, eat the meat, no problem. Why? Because an ish can change from good to bad, from bad to good. That's why it's so fitting to call them anoshim, because they were good, they changed to bad. So this has a downside and an upside. If we're good, we have to be careful not to change the bad. If we're bad, we have the choice to change to good. In Pasuk Mem Hei and Mem Vav, after the Meraglim, being told you're going to die in the midbar, Vatashuvu Vatifku Lifnei Hashem, started to cry in front of Hashem. Ve'lo yishoma Hashem bekolchem, ve'ezin alichem. Didn't listen. Didn't. He wouldn't accept what we had to say. Pasuk Mem Vav, Vateishvu Bakadesh Yomim Rabin. You dwelt in the place called Kadesh many days. Kayomim asher yoshabtem, like the days you dwelt. What does that mean? Says Rashi. They were in the Midbar for another 38 years after the Chet Meraglim. 19 of those years, half of the 38, you were in one place in Kadesh. The rest of the 19 years, they're moving around from place to place. They were unsettled. But for 19 years they were in one place, they were settled down in one place. Vateshu ba'kodesh yomim rabim. You dwelled in Kodesh for many days. Kayomim asher yashabtem. Like all the days combined of everywhere else, the 19 years, against that you were 19 years in one place. They were settled. Says the Netziv, right here, Naimek Dovor. There's an amazing message over here. Don't stop davening. Look at the Koach HaTfilah. They davened and Hashem didn't listen. They couldn't change, they couldn't overcome the Gzeirah. They couldn't change it. But you know what? The Tfilah still had an effect. At least they were settled for half the time. Didn't have to move around, take the tents down, move around and build them up again. So we see the Tfilah had an effect. So even though we might not be successful in achieving in our tefillah all that we want, there's still it could help you. Don't give up. Don't stop davening. The Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra, Perek Yud says, "Amar Shimon Lakish, tefillah oifah mechta. Tefillah can do half a job." Where do we learn that from? From Aaron. It says in Dvarim, Perek Tes, it says, "Va'aroin is anof Hashem me'oid lashmidoi." Hashem was he was very angry with Aaron. He wanted to destroy him. Ashmidai. What he did by the eagle. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Zekilui bonim. He wanted to wipe out all his descendants. No more children. Hashem was very angry with Aaron. And the pasuk carries on. Vasparo gam ba'ad Aaron beisahi. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I daven for Aaron. And what happens? Says Rashi. Vo'il tfilo l'chaper mechza. I saved half that meisu shnayim. Two of the children indeed died, but two of them survived. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't completely successful. He couldn't overcome the Gzera entirely, but he was partially successful, 50%. So he saved two of his children. So the same thing says the Malbim, the same idea. Daven. However grave the situation might be, maybe you're davening for a sick person, maybe you won't be successful in overcoming Gzera. But you know what? The tefillah could still help. Other things. Or partially help. But keep on going. Don't give up. Keep on davening. In Perek Beis, Pasuk Hey, we're told, Yerusha le'Esav nasati es ha'aseir. Esav gets Yerusha. Who did he get Yerusha from? Brings Rashi down from Avram. Avram got 10 nations. 7 of them were given to Bnei Yisrael. That's the Shiva Amamim. Esav got 1 Yerusha, and Lot got 2. Why does Lot get Yerusha? Brings Rashi down. Beschar shalachi toyd Mitzrayim. The merit that Lot went to Mitzrayim. The Shosak, and he was quiet when he heard Avram saying that about his wife, that she's my sister. So the schar that Lot kept quiet and didn't speak up. Therefore he got Yerusha from Avram. Says the Chofetz Chaim, look. If that's the schar Lot gets for just being quiet about an issue doesn't even apply to him, so how much more so when a person, there's a fight, there's an argument happening, and he keeps quiet instead of speaking up and causing an argument, he holds back. How much more schar we will get? Just imagine how much schar we will get when we hold back from speaking when it's not good. Yes? Of what? Of light? You're seeing the psukim right now, but you're seeing the psukim over here. It's in the first in psukim.
Yeah. What is this nation? What is the name of the nation?
I'll look up, I'll show you afterwards. I don't remember right now. That's where we have to stop. Okay, so. Let's just summarize what we learned. Okay, we'll just summarize and we'll stop. So we start off today with the two chatoim, the chet of the meraglim, and another chet of the meraglim who didn't learn Musa from Miriam. So had the Rambam, we saw the Rambam. It's an independent sin. The fact that you don't want to get the message. That's a chet of itself. We saw the idea a person can change from good to bad. We saw the idea of explaining the mitzvah, not just doing the mitzvah, but explaining the reasons for the mitzvah. We saw the idea of a source. There's a start for an avera. To recognize that and deal with that. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the Gimel Averas, but there was a beginning. The beginning was rebuke about Tchilo. Give rebuke in the right way. If you give it in the wrong way, you could lose your. Reuben might have left and gone to join with Esav. And so the schar person's brilliant peer b'shas meriva. Okay, so B'zal Hashem, next week should we have a share next week? Okay, we'll have a share next week, but then we'll have Ben Azmanim. Okay, so that was next week. Pasha Veschano. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.